The following is a class given by His Holiness Jaya Bhataka Swami on December 13th, 1993 in Patna.
प्राप्त कर सके और सचमुच उन्हें ऐसी वस्तुएं मिल भी जाती हैं। ऐसे मूर्ख व्यक्ति संसार के कष्टों के अस्थाई निवारण के लिए कृष्ण भावनामृत में अभिरुचि नहीं दिखाते। वे सभी इंद्रिय भोग के पीछे दीवाने रहते हैं और थोड़े से इंद्रिय सुख के लिए वे शक्ति प्राप्त जीवों की पूजा करते हैं, जिसे देवता कहते हैं। यह श्लोक इंगित करता है कि विरले लोग यही ही कृष्ण भावनामृत में रुचि लेते हैं। अधिकांश लोग भौतिक भोग में रुचि लेते हैं, फलस्वरूप वे किसी शक्तिशाली व्यक्ति की पूजा करते हैं।
Here Lord Krishna is giving transcendental knowledge.
यहाँ पर भगवान कृष्ण पारलौकिक ज्ञान की अनुभूति करा रहे हैं।
What is the purpose of life?
क्या इस जीवन का मकसद है?
In the previous verse, Lord Krishna says that as all surrender unto Him, He rewards accordingly. Jayjata mang prapadyante tang sataiva bhajami.
और इससे पहले वाले श्लोक में भगवान श्री कृष्ण कह रहे हैं, जो मेरी शरण में जिस अनुपात में आता है, मैं उसको उतना ही भजता हूँ।
So, those who approach Krishna in pure devotion, they are directly getting Krishna's mercy.
और जो भगवान कृष्ण की सच्ची निष्ठा से उपासना करते हैं, उनको भगवान कृष्ण की अनुकंपा मिलती है।
Those who approach the part of Krishna in the form of devas and great men,
जो भगवान श्री कृष्ण के अंश मात्र को फलस्वरूप देवी और देवता की पूजा करते हैं,
they only get a partial mercy.
उनको जो है सो उनका कृपा का भाग मिल पाता है।
Because those parts are holding a temporary position, they only give temporary fruit.
वो जो स्थिति देवी देवताओं की है वह क्षणिक है, और क्षण भर के लिए ही जो उनसे उपलब्धियां हम लोगों को मिलती हैं वो भी क्षण भंगुर है।
So, worshipping the devas is better than not doing any worship.
देवी और देवता की उपासना ये उस पक्ष में तो अच्छा है कि आदमी बिल्कुल ही नास्तिक हो और पूजा पाठ करे ही नहीं।
Is training people to do worship, training them to accept a higher power.
Yeah, लोगों में उस योग को प्राप्त कराता है जिससे कि हम पूजा अर्चना और उपासना की पद्धति में अपने आप को रम सके।
But better than that, then is the jnana where one gets moksha.
और उससे ऊपर की स्थिति है ज्ञान की प्राप्ति जिससे हमें मोक्ष का बोध होता है।
So this way, sometimes the worship of the devas is compared to the cotton.
इसलिए देवी और देवता का पूजा जो है सो उस कपास की उपासना का रूप है।
Cotton.
कपास.
And the jnana marg is compared to the lump of dirt.
और ज्ञान की योग से जो हम पूजा अर्चना करते हैं वह
नॉट पूजा अर्चना ज्ञान
ज्ञान ज्ञान योग से ज्ञान योग को हम लोग निकृष्ट मानते हैं।
No, it's like compared to a lump of earth.
Earth. वो जो है तो वो भूमि का एक लोंदा समझा जाता है।
Which is harder?
जो कि कड़ा होता है।
Is a ball of cotton or a ball of earth?
कौन सा वो अच्छा है? जो कपास है या वो अर्थ है?
ना अच्छा नहीं, शक्ति है।
शक्ति किसमें ज्यादा?
शक्त। If I say that I want to break that lump of earth with the cotton, I'll take the cotton and throw on the earth. Will it break the earth?
अगर जो हम लोग उस मिट्टी के लोंदे पर कपास से मारें तो क्या वो मिट्टी का लोंदा टूटेगा?
Now bhakti is compared to the stone.
और भक्ति जो है सो वह पत्थर
If someone says that they will break the stone with a lump of earth, can they break the stone?
और अगर जो कोई कहता है कि मैं मिट्टी से उस पत्थर को तोड़ दूंगा तो तोड़ सकता है क्या?
If they take the earth and smash it against the stone will break in little pieces?
अगर जो वह लेकर के मिट्टी को और जोर से मारे पत्थर के ऊपर में तो क्या वो पत्थर को टुकड़ा टुकड़ा कर सकेगा?
बिल्कुल ठीक। The earth will break in little pieces.
और वो मट्टी टुकड़ा-टुकड़ा हो जाए।
So, just like that, if you compare one thing to the next, it may be better.
अगर जो हम लोग एक दूसरे से तुलना करते हैं, तो एक चीज हम लोगों को पता लगेगा कि अच्छा है.
But when you compare with the argument of bhakti yoga, that is the hardest, and nothing can break that.
और जब हम उसकी तुलनात्मक दृष्टिकोण से विश्लेषण करते हैं भक्ति योग के साथ, तो वो सबसे कड़ा है, वो कभी टूट नहीं सकता.
Rather than doing adharma is to do dharma.
अधर्म से बढ़िया है कि धर्म करना.
Within dharma there is various levels.
और धर्म के परिवेश में ही कई तरह की स्थितियां हैं.
So the karma is considered the lower level because that's simply giving temporary fruit.
इसलिए कर्म के माध्यम से हम लोग क्षणभंगुर क्षण भर की प्राप्ति सुख की कर सकते हैं, फल की प्राप्ति.
Better than that is considered jnana or knowledge, transcendental knowledge.
और उससे बढ़िया ज्ञान है जो हम लोगों को दिव्य ज्ञान की अनुभूति कराता है.
But jnana, one may also fall down from that position.
लेकिन ज्ञान योग से भी हमारे गिरने की स्थिति बनी रहती है.
But because of, even in jnana, one is not having the devotion for the Lord.
ज्ञान के माध्यम से भगवान के प्रति हमारी आसक्ति विलुप्त रहती है.
They only know what is material world and what is the spirit. They don't know about Bhagavan.
इस बात की जानकारी होती है कि ये भौतिक संसार है और यह स्पिरिट है, उसको भगवान के बारे में बोध ही नहीं है.
भगवान संबंध नहीं जानता,
भगवान के साथ संबंध का बोध ही नहीं होता.
सो भक्ति योगा is directly giving us the blessing of Lord Krishna.
Bhakti yoga se hame Bhagwan Krishna ki seedhe kripa milti hai.
But therefore it is considered to be the greatest of all the benedictions.
Isliye ye aur sabke tulna mein sabse bada Bhagwan ka varadan hai.
Now say one, there's also another example. There was one big minister.
उदाहरण के बतौर एक बहुत बड़े मंत्री की बात हम कर रहे हैं.
He was offering a free house to anyone to stay in.
वह हर लोगों को एक घर मुफ्त में दे रहा था रहने के लिए.
Very good. 3-story building, air conditioning, heating, car park.
एक मकान था, उसमें एयर कंडीशनर लगी हुई थी, कार पार्किंग था, कार था,
टेलीविजन, फर्नीचर, हॉट एंड कोल्ड वाटर.
टेलीविजन, फर्नीचर, गर्म पानी, ठंडा पानी, सब चीज की व्यवस्था.
You can have it for free.
और यह हर चीज मुफ्त था.
But only the owner is keeping one condition.
और वो ये सिर्फ एक ही उसके ऊपर में उन्होंने शर्त लगाई.
That any time day or night, some terrorist may come and kill you.
और उन्होंने कहा था कि भाई तुम रहना है, रह लो, तो है, लेकिन रात दिन में कभी भी एक उग्रवादी आतंकवादी आएगा और तुम्हें मार देगा.
But otherwise you can live there as long as you like.
लेकिन अच्छा है जब तक तुम रह सको उसमें रह.
You want that house?
In that case nobody will be interested in that.
You can be peaceful in that house. Actually, we're living in that house now.
सही माने में हम लोग जो है सो उसी तरह के घर में हम लोगों का निवास हो रहा है.
This body is that house.
और ये शरीर ही हमारा वह घर है.
Any time, day or night, we could leave this body.
और सुबह से शाम किसी भी वक्त हम लोग जो है तो इस शरीर को छोड़कर जाना पड़ेगा.
So how we can have peace?
इसलिए हम लोगों को शांति है कहाँ?
So some people they are thinking that if I get some temporary thing, then I'll have all the peace.
कुछ लोग ऐसा सोच रहे हैं कि हमें क्षण भर के लिए जो सुख की अनुभूति और प्राप्ति होती है, उससे ही हमारा जीवन निर्वाह हो सकता है.
Yesterday I did program at one very big industrialist house in Bombay.
कल मैंने एक बहुत बड़े उद्योगपति के घर में एक प्रोग्राम किया बंबई में.
In one of the most famous of India, everyone knows his name.
और वो बहुत ही ख्याति प्राप्त उद्योगपति है जिसके नाम को हर लोग लगभग पूरे हिंदुस्तान में जानते हैं.
He told me how In his family there was so much ashanti at one point, some years ago.
और उन्होंने बताया महाराज को कि किस तरह से उसके परिवार में पारिवारिक परिवेश में अशांति का वातावरण कुछ साल पहले बना हुआ था.
At that time also there was strike going on in the factory.
और उस वक्त जो है सो उनके फैक्ट्री में स्ट्राइक चल रही थी.
So many trouble all came at the same time.
और बहुत सारी विपत्तियां एक साथ आकर के उनको घेर ली.
Joint family broke up, everyone went separate, all brothers.
घर टूटने लगा, हर भाई अलग होने लगा.
So that time somehow he came in contact with Bhagavad Gita as it is.
और उस वक्त जो है सो उनका संपर्क हुआ भगवत गीता यथारूप से.
And with the devotees of Lord Krishna.
और भगवान के भक्त से.
So Sundari said that changed my life.
और उस क्षण ने ही मेरे जीवन को बदल डाला.
Now he is chanting Hare Krishna. He and his wife, they are both chanting. They have a nice temple of Krishna in their house.
अब जो है तो उनके घर में भगवान कृष्ण राजा रानी की बहुत अच्छी मंदिर है और वो उनकी पत्नी सब मिल करके हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का जाप किया करते.
They understand that side by side as we are leading this life, we have to prepare ourselves for the spiritual life. We're going back to God.
और इसलिए वो ये अनुभूति और समझ आना बहुत जरूरी है. और वो समझते भी हैं कि एक तरफ वो भौतिक जीवन बिता रहे हैं, साथ साथ हमें आध्यात्मिक जीवन की तैयारी भी करनी है.
Otherwise, there is no peace in this world.
अगर जो हम इसके अलावा इस संसार में भौतिक संसार में कोई शांति है.
So, every deva has got their department.
हर देवता को एक एक विभाग मिला हुआ है.
So if you go, just like every, there are so many ministers in government. Someone is food minister, someone is home minister, someone is finance minister.
ऐसे एक सरकार के तहत विभिन्न मंत्री परिषद हुआ करता है, विभिन्न मंत्री हुआ करते हैं. कोई व्यापार से, कोई खाद्य से अपना संपर्क रखता है.
How many ministers you have? 30-40 portfolio like that. There's 33 koti devata.
हम लोग हैं जैसे 30-40 मंत्री मंडल में मंत्री हुआ करते हैं उसी तरह से वहाँ 33 करोड़ देवता हैं.
33 करोड़ देवता.
Lot of position are there. You can also become a deva.
आप भी एक देवता हो सकते हैं.
If you do the punya long enough, you can get that birth as a deva.
और जब आपका पुण्य की यह प्रक्रिया काफी लंबे अरसे तक चलती रहे तो आप भी देवत्व को प्राप्त कर सकते हैं.
That's why Indra gets worried if some yogi is doing lot of tapasya, that maybe yogi will take his position. So he sent Apsara to break his meditation.
इंद्र की दुविधा ही यही है कि जब वह देखते हैं कि कोई योगी बहुत दिन तक अपनी तपस्या में सफल होने की कगार पर पहुंचता है तो वो अप्सराओं के माध्यम से उसकी योग को भंग करा देते.
He is afraid that he may, the yogi may want to take his position.
उनकी दुविधा यह है कि वो योगी जो है तो कहीं इंद्रासन को प्राप्त न कर
दे. At the end, the question answer comment period is there. So, in this way, people are generally infatuated by these temporary blessings.
इस तरह से लोग जो है सो उनकी आसक्ति बढ़ते चली जाती है इस क्षण भंगुर फल की प्राप्ति से.
So the more intelligent people are those who want the permanent blessing.
जो ज्यादा बुद्धिमत्त हैं वो चाहते हैं कि उन्हें चिरस्थायी वरदान की प्राप्ति हो.
Krishna can give the permanent blessing because he is beyond this material world.
वह एकमात्र भगवान श्री कृष्ण ही है जो वो चीज अस्थायी वरदान प्राप्त करा सकते हैं किसी को क्योंकि वह इस भौतिक संसार से परे हैं.
All the devas, they're also within the material world.
सारे देवी देवता जो है सो इस भौतिक संसार के तहत हैं.
Normally human birth is meant to get out of the material world.
और हम लोगों को इस भौतिक शरीर की प्राप्ति होती है इस भौतिक संसार से बाहर निकलने के लिए.
But now human population is increasing.
लेकिन हम लोगों का यह जो आबादी है जनसंख्या बढ़ती जा रही है.
Because from animal they're coming up to human, but human not getting moksha. So now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give special mercy so human being can get out in this Kali Yuga.
इसलिए चैतन्य महाप्रभु आए और वह अपने उस वरदान के वसीभूत कर लोगों को इस कलयुग में इस भौतिक संसार से निकलने का प्रावधान बताया.
In the shastra it gives two main ways to get out of the material world, two para complementary ways.
शास्त्र में दो रास्ता दर्शाया गया है जिससे कि हम इस भौतिक शरीर
One is this is Kali Yuga.
और एक जो यह कलयुग में
है. In the Kali Yuga.
In Kali Yuga, इस कलयुग में.
One is the Harinam.
एक है हरिनाम.
The other is the Srimad Bhagavatam.
और दूसरा जो है वो श्रीमद् भागवतम.
These two are specially given for the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga.
इन दोनों के आश्रित होकर के ही हम यह बद्ध जीव जो है सो अपने मुक्ति का कारण ढूंढ
सकते. There's a story. How once there was one man called Atmadeva, a Brahmana.
एक कहावत एक कहानी है वो इस तरह से है कि एक व्यक्ति हुआ करता था आत्मदेव नाम का.
He was a rich Brahmana. His wife's name was Dunduli. She was serving her husband very nicely. But sometimes she would be very dissatisfied and complain always. But the husband is living, he's happy, he has a wife. Even she complains sometimes. But in spite of having wealth, having family, he was not happy. Because he had no son. He thought, without son, what is the use of family
life?
So he was very frustrated. He went to the forest, he thought, let me commit suicide if I don't have a son. What is the use of life? He met one sannyasi. The sannyasi asked him, why you are so sad? What is wrong?
सन्यासी ने पूछा कहा कि तुम जो है सो इतना परेशान क्यों हो क्षुब्ध क्यों हो.
सर नो सन पुत्रहीन है मैं तो पुत्रहीन है.
उसने कहा मैं पुत्रहीन हूँ.
सो व्हाट इज द यूज ऑफ लिविंग.
इसलिए फिर ये कौन क्या फायदा है हमारे जीवन
का. अदर सन्यासी सेड एंड सम पीपल विदाउट विद सन दे आल्सो सफर. Should not be so attached to these things.
कुछ लोगों ने कहा कि भाई पुत्र रहते हुए भी लोग जो हैं सो काफी परेशान रहते हैं. इसलिए फिर तुम इस पुत्र के लिए परेशान ही क्यों?
No, no. Without son, I will not keep my life.
उसने कहा कि बिना पुत्र के मैं इस जीवन को समाप्त.
So the sannyasi saw he was very much. Affected, so he thought, let me have some mercy on him.
Sannyasi ne dekha ki yeh bahut purvati sthiti ko prapt aa sakti hai chetan is par kuch kripa honi chahiye.
So he gave him one fruit.
Isliye sannyasi ne usko ek phal.
Give this to your wife, she'll have a nice son.
Aap की अपनी पत्नी को तुम यह देना उसे एक अच्छा पुत्र योग बने.
So he went back to his house.
इसलिए वह जो है वो अपने घर गया वापस.
He told his wife what happened.
घर जाकर के उसने कहा अपनी पत्नी से कि देखो आज क्या करिश्मा हुआ.
Now we got a very good blessing.
अब हमें एक बहुत अच्छे वरदान की प्राप्ति हुई है.
Now you take this fruit and then we can have a child.
अब तुम इस फल को खाओ और अब हमें जो है सो पुत्र योग को प्राप्त होगा.
Today I'm very happy.
आज मैं बहुत ही खुश हूँ.
So he gave the fruit to his wife.
वो फल उसने अपने पत्नी को दिया.
He went off to take his bath.
और जा करके नहाया.
But the wife, she wasn't happy.
लेकिन वो पत्नी जो थी सो फिर भी खुश नहीं हुई.
She thought, my husband gave me this fruit.
कहा कि मेरे पति ने मुझे यह फल दिया.
So I have a child.
अब मुझे एक बच्चा होगा.
But if I have a child, I'll get sick.
लेकिन मुझे जब बच्चा होगा तो मैं बीमार हो जाऊंगी.
Morning I'll get some sickness and vomiting feeling.
और रोज सवेरे हो सकता है कि मुझे उल्टी होने लगे, मैं बीमार हो जाऊं.
Then my Shelley, my sister, my sister-in-law, she'll come and steal my things when I'm sick.
और उसके बाद फिर लोग आएंगे, मेरी साली आएगी, रिलेशन आएगी, वो सब जो है सो आकर के जब हम बीमार रहेंगे तो वो हमारे चीजों को चुरा के ले जाएंगे.
This way I'll become very big and it'll be very uncomfortable walking and moving.
और उसके बाद फिर हम जो है सो हमारा पेट बढ़ गया होगा, चलने में मुसीबत होगी, तो बहुत ही हमारे लिए कष्टदायक स्थिति होगी.
Then the baby gets stuck coming out in that channel.
उसके बाद कहीं बच्चे को निकलने के वक्त वो अगर जो फंसी रह गई तो फिर
die.
तो फिर मैं मर भी सकती हूँ.
I don't want to take this fruit.
इसलिए मैं जो है तो ये फल नहीं खाऊं.
But if I don't take it, my husband will be angry with me. He wants a son.
लेकिन अगर मैं ये नहीं खाऊंगी तो मेरा पति जो है सो मुझ पर नाराज होगा क्योंकि उसे एक पुत्र चाहिए.
So I say, in this world, no one can be happy anyway. No matter.
ये कहेंगे कि इस संसार में कोई खुश नहीं हो सकता है किसी भी तरह से.
So the lady, she wanted a child, but she didn't want the suffering.
वो औरत जो थी वो बच्चा तो चाहती थी लेकिन इतनी सारी परेशानियां नहीं झेलना चाहती.
In this world, to get anything, you have to also get the suffering.
इस संसार में कुछ भी प्राप्त करने के लिए परेशानी तो उसके साथ पर्यायवाची है.
So the sister of that Dunduli, she said, "All right, I'm actually pregnant now. I'll give you my child."
तो दुंदुली की बहन जो थी उसने कहा कि ठीक है, मैं जो है मैं तुम्हें अपने पुत्र को दे दूंगा.
You tell my husband and give him some money, he maybe give you my son.
तुम जो है तो मेरे पति को कुछ पैसे दे देना और मेरा पति जो है तो उस पैसे के एवज में अपने बच्चे को दे देना.
You tell your husband you're pregnant and at this time when I give birth, I'll give to you and you say this is yours, you won't know.
तुम बोलना अपने पति को कि भाई मैं तो ठीक है, बच्चे का योग प्राप्त हो रहा है, बच्चा मेरा होगा और मैं तुम्हें दे दूंगी और उसके बाद तुम जो है सो बच्चे को
गौरांगा
गौरांगा.
So they made this plot.
इसलिए इस तरह की यह व्यवस्था हुई.
She told the husband, yes, yes, now I'm pregnant.
वो बतलाई अपने पति को कि अब मैं जो है सो प्रेग्नेंट हूँ, बच्चा होने वाला
है. And they fed that fruit to the cow.
और उस फल को उसने एक गाय को
खिला. Then the sister had the baby.
और बहन को बच्चा हुआ.
So then quickly gave and said, "Oh look it! Oh today I had birth. Here's the baby." Showed the husband. Oh I'm happy! I got a son.
अपने पति को उसने दिखलाया कि मुझे यह बच्चा प्राप्त हुआ है, मैं बहुत खुश हूँ.
He was giving out charity to all the people. Now he's a father. Then is that cow that was given the fruit, that one gave birth to also a boy.
और वो गाय जो है जो फल खाया था उसने एक बच्चे को जन्म दिया.
मारा बच्चा. Human.
A boy, human. I said लड़का.
Said बच्चा. So the people thought, look at that, a cow, even his house now, once he's giving birth, even the cows are giving birth to human. That means he's a very fortunate man. But that son from the cow had two, all human except ears are like this one, cow ear. So he was known as Gokarna. Because that blessing of the sannyasi was would not fail. So that's why either a cave cow or a cow gave birth. But that, so that boy that was the sister's boy that the lady presented as hers, they gave the name Dundukhari. But when he grew up, as he was growing, he was a very bad person. He would kill animals and make them suffer for pleasure. He would beat up the other children, cause them suffering. But Gokarna was a very good boy. He was always attracted to religious activities.
Legend Gokarna, adhyatmik shakti tha, uska adhyatmik uski abhiruchiyan thi aur bahut acha manav karta.
So as that Dundukhari grew up, he was demanding money from his parents, so he'd go off and he'd drink wine and he'd do sinful activities.
Dundukhari jo hai to jab badh raha tha to wo apne mata pita se paisa manga karta tha.
Would abuse his parents and mistreat them. And the father, that Atma Deva, he thought that, oof, to have I was so happy without a son. Now I have a bad son and I am suffering like anything. Then that Atmadeva, that Dundukhari, like that also, he beat up his parents and took their money and even in this way, very unfortunate way, they died. And Dundukhari, then he lived in the house of his father and he brought in prostitutes. He was living with five. Enjoying all his sense gratification. But they say, we want saris, we want this, bangles, jewels, so you have to give us. But he had spent all the wealth of his father. So he went out and he robbed someone and took their wealth. And he brought back and then he gave for this satisfying these prostitutes. So then prostitute said, "Well, he's stealing. He'll get caught by the police sometime. Then we'll be put in trouble. Better we just finish him off." So in the night they made a plan, they'll kill him. When he was asleep, they tied him up. Then they tried to strangle him. But he woke up and it was very hard to kill him. So then finally they just cut him in pieces. And they put him in a well. And when people ask, "Where's that man?" he said, "Oh, he went out a distant place to make money." He sold all the property and then they left. It says that in the world there's two kind of women. One is a very pious religious woman, and they're always doing the proper thing according to Dharma. But those who have gone the adharma path, they can do anything. They have a very hard heart. So when that Dandukari was killed like that by the prostitutes, he became a ghost. He went to his brother Gokarna and he took some horrible form. Gokarna wondered, "What are all these horrible, first coming like a big demon, then coming an elephant and a tiger? What is this?" He started chanting some Narasimha mantras. So then that ghost took the form again of his brother and said, "Actually, I'm your brother. I was killed like this, I become a ghost. You please save me from this hellish existence." So, "But I just came back, I did Pindi Dan for you in Gaya. So how is it that you're still a ghost?" He said, "I was so sinful, you do 100 times Pindi, it won't be enough for me." "You have to do something more powerful." So then Gokarna, he found out that the most powerful thing to do was to read the Srimad Bhagavatam. But he started to read the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he invited many people, so many brahmanas and other sadjans, they came in to listen. And the ghost, he took a shelter in one bamboo.
सर्वभूत जो है सो एक वास में उसने अपने आप को स्थित किया.
Every day that Bhagavatam was being read, one of the gates of the bus blew up and exploded.
और भागवतम रोज भागवत की कथा चलने लगी और एक रोज ऐसा हुआ कि वह एक गिरा उसका जो है सो फटने लगा बस का.
At the end of 7 days, that ghost was liberated from ghostly body.
और 7 रोज के बाद वह भूत जो है सो अपने भूत योनि से मुक्त हो गया.
And a special Viman came from Vaikunth to take him back.
और एक खास विमान वैकुंठ से आया जो उसको ले गया.
So he got a spiritual body.
फिर उसके बाद उन्हें एक आध्यात्मिक शरीर की प्राप्ति.
Other rishis and brahmana said, why he is going and why we are not going.
तो वहाँ पर जितने ऋषि और ब्राह्मण थे वो कह रहे थे कि क्यों ये जा रहा है, हम लोग क्यों नहीं जा रहे हैं.
We were here for 7 days also
listening.
Said he was listening very carefully. You are not listening so carefully. So then he took back that liberated ghost. All the Ramanas requested Gokarna, do one more time Bhagavad Pat. This time we'll listen more carefully.
Sare Brahman karne lage Gokarna se ki ek baar aur ye Bhagavat katha keh do. Agar hum log bilkul dhyan purvak sunenge.
Again, after some time, he did the Bhagavat lectures.
Gokarna ne phir dobara ye Bhagavat katha kahi.
And then. Krishna was so pleased by the lectures and everyone listening.
और भगवान श्री कृष्ण इतने खुश थे उस कथा से और लोगों की ध्यानपूर्वक सुनने से.
So Krishna, he personally appeared and he took all of them back to Golok Vrindavan.
भगवान श्री कृष्ण स्वयं जो आए और सब लोगों को लेकर के गोलोक वृंदावन चले.
सीता गौर सीता विमानने
हरि
this world, if we take shelter of the Harinam and Srimad Bhagavatam, this will give us the most blessing.
Atha ye sansar mein Harinam aur Srimad Bhagavat ki sharan hum log prapt kare to wo hum logo ke liye sabse labhprad cheez
hai. Bhagavad Gita is the preparation for Srimad Bhagavat.
Aur Bhagavad Gita taiyari hai hum logo ka Srimad Bhagavat ke.
So we have the choice whether we want the eternal happiness, eternal blessing of Lord Krishna, or just the temporary things which will come and go. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Who wants to be born again and again in the cycle of reincarnation, sometime as animal, sometime as human, sometime as deva?
कौन कौन लोग जो है तो बराबर यह जन्म मृत्यु को प्राप्त करते रहना चाहता है, कभी मनुष्य कहता, कभी जानवर कहता, कभी.
Who wants to get the blessing of Lord Krishna and go back to the eternal abode of the Lord.
कौन कौन लोग चाहता है कि भगवान कृष्ण की कृपा का पात्र बने और भगवान के गोलोक धाम को प्राप्त करे.
हरे कृष्ण, हरे कृष्ण. So you're all devotees here, I see. So may Krishna bless all of you. The process is very easy. You have to book your ticket now.
अब जो है सो हम लोगों को तैयारी कर लेनी होगी और टिकट अभी जो है सो कटा लेना होगा. रास्ता सरल है.
Book the ticket by chanting Hare Krishna, by hearing the teachings of Krishna and by worshipping Krishna.
और टिकट कटाया जा सकता है हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र का जाप कर, उसकी शिक्षा को ग्रहण कर और
Sri Krishna upasana.
Aur Sri Krishna ki upasana.
This is Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Bhajo Krishna, bholo Krishna, karo Krishna shika.
Aur yehi Bhagwan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ka wo ye rasta darshaya hua hai ki bhajo Krishna, bholo Krishna aur Krishna ke naam se sara karma.
Shiksha.
Shiksha.
Gita is the teaching of by Krishna and Bhagavad is teaching about Krishna.
Gita jo hai so ye shiksha hai Bhagwan Krishna ke dwara aur Bhagavatam jo hai so Krishna ke nimit hua shiksha hai.
Hare Krishna. Any question?
Jo pichhe ki galtiyan ho chuki hai jo baar baar aage avrodh paida karta hai jo dusran ka aadmi se.
He says ki all the mistakes that he has committed in past, the bad karma which is following him, how should he get rid of it?
It's like that Dundukhari, he got all of his bad karma wiped away.
Theek usi tarah se jaise ki Dundukhari apne paap se mukt ho gaya.
Theek usi tarah se chant Hare Krishna, you surrender to Krishna, Krishna says mokshaya that he'll protect you from all the sin. Sarva dharman paritya jamam ekam sararang vaja aham tang sarva pape bhyo mukhisham masvajaha. Sarva pape bhyo, all pap he'll protect you from. There's no other way to get free from your sin except for taking shelter of the Lord Krishna. When you do pious activity, that doesn't get rid of sin. Only by serving Krishna you can get free from all this sin. On this verse.
No, we were talking about ki to have the sun or to even to desire for that, it's maintaining of the bodily affliction. Yes, if he was desiring for a sun, eventually he had a bad sun and he had to suffer a lot. But then this varna and ashram within the grihastha ashram, it gives predominance to thinking of having and owning a son. Because Kardama Muni himself was restricted while he was retiring to forest by the Bhuti, that unless I am bestowed with a son, with all the daughters, you can't leave me and go away.
What's the question?
The question is to desire a son, which seems it goes in contravention to the teaching of the just now concluded class that of what use would be a son, because this Rishi was telling Atmadev ki why are you bothered about to have a son?
It's natural for the grihasthas to want a son. But he was trying to have son and he was not getting son. So he was so unhappy he wanted to commit suicide because of no son. Confirm. This is an extreme case.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't get son, he should commit suicide. He was being over. Grihastha dharma means have children. But if one doesn't have children, then life go on. But we should, for devotional service, then you should try to have a Krishna conscious child. Just like one family disciple, they want to have a child, so just like Kardamuni, he did tapasya to get a good child. One Mataji is in Mayapur now for 1 month chanting 50 rounds a day, doing tapasya to get a good child. Since she's going to try to have a child, she wants that. Should we get blessing from Krishna to have a good child?
Child might bring in daughter also, Maharaj.
Child, whatever. Son, child. She's doing the tapasya, not the husband, so we could say. What will come? You can bless her to have a boy. She wants to have a devotee child. If you think that you have a child, you'll get in happiness. That's my. If you think I have a child, let me train my child to be a devotee and liberate that child. This is a proper thing. The right people that the child that will give happiness may also give suffering in material life. So you try, the grihastha, they try to have a, they pray to Krishna to give a child who can become a liberated soul, who can be a boon to the family for spiritual advancement. They also try to train that child. So that's being done as a service to Krishna. Krishna says in Gita, Dharma abiruddha maitun aham.
Like that also. Putra means, pu is hell, tra is to deliver, tran. You have your tran mantra, putra. It's not difficult Sanskrit. That's why the son should go and do the srat. He may not be a pure devotee, if he's just a pious man, he'll do srat that can save his father from hell. But if he's a sinning person, he won't also do srat. Then what is it? That was one devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His son died. So he was lamenting. He was crying actually, and the deity asked, why you are sad? Because my son died. But I'm here, I'm also your son. No, but my son, when I die, he'll save me from this hell. He'll do srat for me. Now I have no son who will do the srat. So then the Gopinath deity said, all right, when you die, I will do the srat for you. You don't lament. So then after that, now that deity, every year they take the deity to the samadhi of this devotee, and the deity is doing the srat ceremony. And they say some miracles happen also. But for one moment, that black deity turns white. If you train your children up in dharma, at least they'll do the srat. That will save you from hell. If you train them to be a bhakta, they'll save you from samsara.